Well, the University of Montana has its 18th president as of yesterday afternoon. The Montana Board of Regents made the offer late yesterday, according to Associate Commissioner of Higher Education, Kevin McCray.
Today, Seth Bodner received and accepted the offer of the UM presidency. So it did come together probably sooner than it could have under an alternate scenario.
McCray said the search committee and the regents were impressed with Bodner's experience and education.
That combination of private sector background, military leadership, combined with his appreciation for academics, himself being a Rhodes Scholar, Truman Scholar, two master's degrees from Oxford University, the way he conveyed and articulated to the UM community his vision for the university moving forward.
Bodner has accepted the position, but it must be officially ratified at the next Board of Regents meeting in November. He'll assume the office, now held by Interim President Sheila Stearns, on January 1st. A 17-year-old Montana boy pleaded guilty to allegations that he fatally stabbed an 18-year-old during a marijuana robbery. The Great Falls Tribune reports Joseph Knowles pleaded guilty yesterday to deliberate homicide in connection to the September 2016 killing of 18-year-old Megan Merriweather. Knowles took a plea deal which calls for a 60-year sentence in Montana State Prison. However, the judge, who is scheduled to sentence Knowles in December, has the power to override that deal and give Knowles a life sentence. Teresa Deakins, Knowles' public defender, requested that her client be allowed to wear his own clothes at sentencing, saying, quote, "It may be the last and only time he has a chance to," end quote. Knowles' girlfriend, Brianna Coombs, pleaded guilty in August to the robbery that led to Merriweather's death. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to hear the case of convicted murderer Marcus Karma. However, attorney Nate Holloway said his client will now be seeking post-conviction relief and sentence review, but will have to hire new counsel to proceed.
Essentially what happens is they look at state claims, and then after that, then they can look at habeas claims in federal court. They go to someone's due process rights, but that kind of requires having new counsel to review the work that I've done, that trial team did.
Holloway referenced the Netflix series, How to Make a Murderer, and how that defendant received relief.
In that case, all the state remedies were denied, but ultimately he got relief, or is potentially getting relief, in federal court and the Court of Appeals through habeas. So that was the type of thing that made it through all these different things, all these denials, and then there was some publicity on it through Netflix, and then that's taken on a totally different tone. So that's the type of thing that can happen down the road.
When all legal efforts have been eventually exhausted, Karma will be eligible for parole after serving 20 years of a 70-year sentence at the Montana State Prison for the shotgun slaying of 17-year-old German exchange student Diran Dede back in 2014. A Montana man accused in the beating death and dismemberment of another man pleaded guilty to the charges against him. The Billings Gazette reports Patrick Sate Stansover Bull pleaded guilty Monday to two felony counts of evidence tampering and one count of misdemeanor assault in the 2015 death of Jeffrey Hewitt. Prosecutors plan to ask for the statutory minimum, which could be 20 years and 6 months. In the same case, Stansover Bull's sister, Carrie Stansover Bull, pleaded guilty to negligent homicide, aggravated assault by accountability, and two counts of tampering with evidence. Her sentencing is set for October 18th. Parts of Hewitt's body were found in April of 2015 after having been set on fire. Court documents state investigators learned that Hewitt had been beaten and left in Stansover Bull's apartment with severe injuries. After the worst mass shooting in U.S. history, the state of Nevada is reaching out to other states to help with providing services for victims of the tragedy. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox revealed to KGVO News yesterday that his office has been contacted to help provide victims' advocates.
The state of Nevada, through my colleague, Attorney General Adam Laxalt, is reaching out to the state attorneys general, asking them to help with finding trained victim advocates who might be available to travel to Las Vegas and provide vital victim services to the many folks who've been hurt and traumatized by this tragic event.
Fox said he and his staff have already begun compiling a list of potential victims' advocates, but made this appeal to our KGVO listeners.
If your listeners believe that they have the training and might be available to go to Vegas, we have not identified resources to make the travel and lodging happen yet, but we're working on that as well. You can call our office here at the Attorney General's office at 406-444-2026.
Fox said his office would be in touch with those considered to assist victims of the Las Vegas massacre. A statewide methamphetamine prevention and education group in Wyoming is calling it quits because of a lack of funding. Gene Davies, executive director of the Wyoming Meth Project, said the nonprofit is experiencing the same economic woes as the state, and the group had no other choice but to dissolve by the end of the year. The Casper Star Tribune reports the group periodically surveyed teenagers and presented anti-meth materials in schools and businesses. The Wyoming Meth Project, which started in 2008, was based on the Montana Meth Project. While the mountains of western Montana got a dusting of snow this week, Havre was pounded by what appears to be a record snowstorm. Meteorologist Paul Nutter with the National Weather Service office in Great Falls explains.
Snow accumulations in Havre have been, you know, widespread reports of a foot, maybe as much as 15 inches in the Havre area. Potentially what's more significant is that temperatures were such that the snow stuck to all the leaf-covered trees, and the result was broken limbs and power outages. It's our understanding that essentially power is out for all of Havre, as far as we know.
Nutter said the snowfall began to dissipate by about 10 o'clock in the morning yesterday, and up to that point, the record snowfall for the Havre area at this time of year is between 5 and 8 inches.
We're still compiling our numbers, and we still have to, you know, we're not going to call this number official yet, but if we do end up with that, you know, approximately 14-inch snow totals, we'll easily set a new daily snowfall record for the city of Havre. So, you know, definitely an extreme event for this early in the season, for this time of year. It's definitely going to stand out.
Nutter said the snow made driving extremely difficult in Hill County and parts of Blaine County. Big cities on the perimeter of the storm like Helena and Great Falls got a few inches of snow. Our news talk time now, 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
It's a cold start this morning. By the afternoon, though, we'll see a good deal of sunshine with our highs warming into the mid-50s. A couple of clouds will move in with an isolated shower threat overnight. Lows will drop into the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.